Blog Talk Radio.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. Whatever you're going through, what you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. Oh, He wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. From you, let Him hear from you. Oh, let Him hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. Hallelujah. Anyhow, don't let depression get you down. Through sickness or pain, remember God, He still reigns. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands and praise Him.
Hallelujah.
Tap the rays in your prayer.
Hallelujah.
Say it loud and say it clear. Ushers, you got the offering plate or the bucket or whatever we have. And while you're giving, we're going to sing. Because singing always releases a new season. It's a new season, and it's a new day. Pass the offering. Fresh anointing coming my way. Season of power. Sing. Prosperity. It's a new season coming. Come on, say it loud and say it clear. It's a new season. God, I'm so thankful today. I need a fresh anointing. I feel it coming my way. Season of power. Oh. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Come into me. One more time. Everybody jump on your feet and say it's a new season. So glad I found it. Fresh anointing. Come in my way. It's a season of power. Power. Power and prosperity. Who's it coming to? Say it one more time, everybody. Say it's a new season. Hey, it's a new day. Fresh anointing. While they're singing, if you don't know Jesus, you can come down here tonight and I can introduce you to him. If you're not saved, don't leave this building. Come on and give him your heart. It's a new season. Father, we call it blessed in the name of Jesus. Give it back to us, your people, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And if you don't want to give it back to us in money, give it back to us in good health. Give it back to us in peace of mind. Oh, but any way you bless us, somebody clap your hands. Tell them we will be satisfied. One more time, clap your hands and thank him. Turn around and high five somebody and tell them, say it loud. Say it clear. It's our year.
It is our year. It is our year. It is our season of breakthrough. Glory to God. I am grateful to be online with you all today. My name is Leslie Priest, and I am a co-host for Pastor Adrian Bernard today. Thank you for calling a time of reflection. Thank you for tuning in Tuesdays through Thursdays while we receive what God has in store for us today. I don't want to hold you long. I would like to introduce the speaker of the hour, a mighty woman filled with the presence of the Lord, and she has prepared a wonderful word for us all today, that we can receive in joy, that we can receive in gladness of our heart. I would like to thank you all for tuning on today. Today, our guest speaker will be Pastor Gloria Smith. She's from the Sons and Daughters of Promise, located in New Orleans. And this time of reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage you today. It will enrich you today. It will enlighten you today. And it will empower your soul to pursue the destiny in Jesus Christ. I ask you all to make sure your lines are muted right now as we receive the guest speaker, Pastor Gloria, are you there? Pastor Gloria, are you on the line? Okay, well, let us go into prayer while we wait for Pastor Gloria to call in the line and bring that word of God. So, Father God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for what you're doing in and through our lives on this day, Father God. We are thanking you for every caller on the line today, Lord God. They dialed up in faith, Lord God. They dialed up to worship you, Lord God. They dialed you up to receive a word from on high. Lord God, for the line today, Lord, we ask that you touch the ears. Lord God, we ask that you increase faith. We ask that you give a blessing to those who are in need on this day, Lord God. We ask that you empower us, Lord God, and equip us, Lord, to do what you called us to do, Lord God. We say a special prayer over Pastor Bernard, Lord God, in her absence and here on today, Lord God. Bless her mind, bless her heart, bless her spirit, Lord God. She started such a good thing, Lord God. We pray that she will complete it, Lord God, as you said, Lord God. We thank you for her vision, Lord God, and as we sow into her vision, Lord God, whether it be by prayers or showing up or finances, Lord God, allow us to be a blessing into her life, Lord God. Allow us, Lord God, to receive what you want us to receive from this line, Lord. And we thank you for the speaker, the pastor who is on this line, Pastor Gloria, who will bring the word to us today. Lord God, we ask that you bless her spirit, Lord God. You bless her mind. Lord God, you bless her household, Lord God, for her being a good steward in delivering that word today, Lord God. We bless all the ministers online, all those who called up in faith. Lord God, bless them in a mighty way. And we thank you for this in advance. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Pastor Gloria, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am. Good evening. God bless you.
Thank you for hosting the line today, rather. Yes. May I ask you, what are the last four digits of your phone number so that I could, you know, mute all the other callers so that there will not be any disturbance on the line today?
Absolutely. It's 1202.
Okay, and I give you that microphone, and God bless you, and we're eagerly awaiting to hear the word today. Thank you.
Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are we ready now, baby?
Yes, we are.
Amen. Glory to God. Good evening, people of God. I bless the Lord. Amen for this opportunity to be able to come and share a word from the Lord. I thank God for the angel of this house. Amen. And her accent, Pastor Adrian Bernard. We salute her. We thank God for her ministry and what the Lord is doing in and through her life. Amen. I thank God for you, Minister Leslie, stepping in, amen, to keep the bloodstained banner held up. Glory to God, so that the word of God can go forth. Amen. There is a word from the Lord. We started this message on last evening. Amen. This series, rather, it's your due season. It's your due season. And if I'm going to explain to you what your due season is, I'm going to give you the definition, amen, of a few words so that you can be able to understand what God is saying when he says it's your due season. Personally, it's your due season. Glory to God. It's your household due season. It's your body due season. It's your mind due season. It's your finances due season. It is your community due season. Glory to God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come before your throne of grace. God, we thank you for this opportunity. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, that you would have your divine way on this call. God, we pray, Lord God, that your blood cover ears, they may hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you anoint these lips of clay. Father God, speak to me, speak through me, Lord God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, Father God, let it be acceptable in thy sight. You are my Lord and you're my Redeemer. Lord, we pray for the angel. We pray for the pastor of this ministry. We hold the woman of God up in prayer. We call Pastor Adrian Bernard out in the atmosphere. We decree and declare, Lord God, that everything that you promised to her, it shall come to pass. Remember her mother, Lord. Remember her family as a whole. I bless you for this host on today. Oh, God, continue to strengthen, continue to keep, continue to supply for Minister Leslie. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And thank God. We do bring you greetings. Amen. From the Sons and Daughters of Promise Ministry. Amen. Where I am the overseer. Glory to God. It's your due season. It's your due season. Right where you are is where God ordained you to be. It's your due season. When I looked at the Webster Dictionary, I looked up the word due. Amen. And due is something that rightfully belongs to you. In the Webster, it defines due, D-U-E, as something that's rightfully belongs to you. Glory to God. And I begin to look at the word season. The word season means a special period. Now, in order for these two words, the definitions, amen, to flow together in this message, you got to realize that what rightfully belongs unto you, your journey as with the King, your child of the Most High God, and everything that is written in those 66 books, everything that the Lord has promised is, amen, it is your due, it's rightfully belongs to you, amen, because you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord, amen, and as your Savior, glory to God. You are your heirs with him. So everything that the Word of God says, amen, it rightfully belongs to the children of God. It rightfully belongs to them that are walking in total obedience, that their lives are in alignment with what the Word of the Lord says. They're walking in a life of holiness. They're walking in a life of consecration, amen. They walk in a life that is pleasing unto the Lord. So everything that the Lord said in this book, amen, in those 66 books, it rightfully belongs to you. Yes, even you, glory to God. We all are some somebody. Amen. I remember when I was a no good for nothing, not fit to live, and I was not ready to die. But the Lord so fit to see, amen, this mess, amen, and change it and turn it around to be a message. Glory to God. So right now, I'm not the old Gloria. I'm no longer Jazzy. Now I am a child of the Most High God. So everything the Word of the Lord says, it belongs to me. It's my due season. It rightfully belongs to me. God got a special period in time, people of God, that he's going to release your manifestation. He got a special time set that your breakthrough is getting ready to come forth. Your due season is going to bring forth the manifestation. Encourage yourself this evening and say, what rightfully belongs to me, devil, you can't have it. What rightfully belongs to me and my family and my marriage, Rabasha, glory to God, and my health, it belongs to me. And devil, you can't stop it. Glory to God, you can't block it. Because when the Lord spoken, it shall come to pass. All I simply got to do is believe what the Word of the Lord says. Due seasons. Let us run to the Word of God in the book of Galatians. Amen. That's going to be our key scripture on this evening. Amen. We're going to touch on a few, but the book of Galatians, amen, Galatians chapter number 6 is going to be, amen, our key scripture for this evening. Glory to God. Oh, God, I bless you today. Galatians chapter number 6. And we're going to read into your ear gates verses number 7, 8, and 9. We find that this is Apostle Paul that is talking. And as the Apostle Paul began to put pen to paper, glory to God, he says in verse number 7, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Whatever you put out there to the atmosphere, it's coming back. God's going to allow you to be a recipient. Amen. You're going to receive that you sow out. Glory to God. If you know that you're sowing in praise, you know that you're sowing in prayer, you know that you're sowing and you're giving, you're sowing and you're living. Amen. It's getting ready to come back home to you. Glory to God. Because the Lord said he would not be, my God, he would not be deceived. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. People of God, we in the place, amen, where we ready to reap the harvest. We ready to reap, amen, the manifestation. We ready to reap the victory. We ready to reap, amen, what the Lord has promised unto us. Glory to God, hallelujah. When you get ready to, amen, hallelujah, when you got a mind made up and you ready to receive and you say, I don't care what it looks like, glory to God. I don't care how I'm feeling. Glory to God. I don't care what they're saying, hallelujah. I don't care, glory to God, if I'm on the other end, amen. amen, of discomfort, glory to God. I'm going to stand on the word of God. I made up my mind, glory to God. I'm going to stand. So people of God, you're getting ready. When you make up your mind and you say, God, I'm standing. It's for you, God, that I live. It's for you that I have my being. So I'm going to stand, glory to God, because I want to see the tangible blessings. I want to see the manifestation. God, I even want my enemies to see that you are my God. Some are even questioning my walk, glory to God. God, I even want them devils to see, amen, that says she's not going to make it, he's not coming out. I even want them to see, glory to God, that my God, hallelujah, that he's going to bring divine manifestation, because work rightfully belongs unto me as a child of God. Can't no devil in hell stop it. So I want them that are betting against me, glory to God. I want them, glory to God, that are wishing for my downfall. Oh, my God. I want them to see the hand of God is upon my life. It will not be shaken. Where is my God? If God said it, then settles it. Glory to God, it shall come to pass. I'm ready to receive the tangible blessings. I'm ready to see the manifestation. Glory to God. I know what the word says. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. God, I want to see those things. My God, I want to see the manifestation. I want to see it tangible. I want to be able to see, God, what I've been holding in my heart, what I've been believing you to do, God. I want to be able to see it, glory to God. I want to be able to feel it. Hallelujah to Jesus. Whatever you got in your heart, whatever your heart desire is, whatever you are believing the Lord God for, oh, my God, in glory, hold on, child. Hallelujah. You're right where the Lord wants you to be, and you get rest and get what rightfully belongs to you. Don't look at the smoke screen. Amen. That's just a trick of the enemy. Glory to God. It's not what it appears to be. No, it's not. Glory to God. It looks like there's no tomorrow. It's looking like there's no way out for you. It's looking like they got that they ain't got nothing good coming your way. But I come to rebuke the devour of the enemy. I come to rebuke those words that the enemy is speaking into your ear gate, trying to make you believe that your due season is not going to show up. The devil is a liar from the pits of hell, and I rebuke his lying spirit right now, because you are a child of the king, and you're going to gratefully belong unto you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us read on. Let us read on. For it says in the 8th verse, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. See, people of God, Jesus, if you do an evil sowing, glory to God, if you got your mouth on somebody else, glory to God, if you're doing everything contrary to what the word of the Lord says, I want you to know you can get by, but you cannot get away. Glory to God. God sees and God knows, hallelujah. Whatever you sow in the flesh, you're going to reap it in the flesh. That's why it's so important. Amen. My God, in glory. It's so vital, children of God. It's imperative that we be very mindful of the things that we do, glory to God, in our actions, in our deeds, in our conversations. We got to be mindful that our life got to be governed by God, because we don't want to put something out there in this flesh body. And this flesh body got to reap what we done put out. Glory to God. We don't want to have to pay for stuff. Amen. Glory to God. When we stand there, we're a child of the king. Glory to God. So that lets out, my God, we don't want to have to pay for it. Amen. So you should not be living a life that's contrary to what the word of the Lord says. If you saying that you're a child of God, if you saying that you accepted your Lord into your heart, if you saying that you believe God sent him for you, amen, he went to Calvary for your life. If you saying that you're a child of the king, then it's supposed on. We're supposed to be able to exemplify. We're supposed to be able to see, amen, glory to God, the fruit that you're bearing. We're supposed to be able to see that you're a child of the Lord. Glory to God, because we see it in your walk. We hear it in your conversations. Hallelujah to Jesus. So if you're in that place, amen, where you're living holy, where you're keeping your walk, where you're holding on to your confession of your loose my tongue, devil, the profession of your faith, glory to God, then you get rest and get what God promised, what rightfully belong to you. Hallelujah to Jesus. Can I tell you, people of God, while we're in this season of Jubilee, glory to God, the saints of God that's been walking right, the saints of God that's been holding out, the saints of God that's been doing it, hallelujah, with no regret, glory to God, the saints that's been running, the saints that's been praying for others, you get ready to see debt cancellation. You get ready to see all this shit. show up. You're getting ready to see the overflow. You're getting ready to see miracles manifest right before your eyes. Because the Lord, to end this season of Jubilee, glory to God, it's going to come with restoration. Hallelujah to Jesus. And whatever you need from God, it's going to be a part of your restoration. It's going to be a part of what's due to you, what rightfully belongs unto you. Thank you, Jesus. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. Glory to God. But look at this. Look at the good news. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. See, people of God, when you're sowing spiritually, and then you're sowing for eternal life, you're sowing, glory to God, for this place is not your home. You're sowing, amen, that you may see him. You're sowing that you may get in, glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus, where you can make it into the, where you can make it into the Lamb of life, where your name will be written. Glory to God, he that soweth spirit. Oh my God, he that soweth of the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting. Glory to God. People of God, this is your due season. In this due season, you shall reap your harvest. In this due season, it's for your betterment. God is bringing better times ahead of you, and it's for your betterment. It's for your good. It does not matter how it looks. Glory to God. I just told you it's a smoke screen from the enemy. It does not matter how it appears to be. Glory to God. The Bible says the kingdom of God suffered violence, and violently we take it back by force. People of God, the Bible said, weep and do it for a night, but joy comes in the morning. God got a time set. Glory to God. You may be weeping right now. Amen. It might be night in your life today. Glory to God. But I'm telling you, beloved, just hold on, because joy is going to come in the morning. Hallelujah to Jesus. God is going to move. Hallelujah. When we look at the word time, oh, thank you, Jesus. When we look at the word time in the Western, amen, the meaning of time, glory to God, it's every moment that ever been. Oh my God, it's every moment that ever been or will ever be. Glory to God. So in other words, God is before time, and he's ahead of time. He's early and at the same time. Glory to God. So according to your time, as God got time set for your due season. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is not late. God's going to be on time. I submit to you, glory to God, that God is going to knock at your door. Glory to God. God's going to come through for you. Thank you, Jesus. God's ear is not too heavy that he can't hear you. While you're calling, he's already answered. God is everywhere at the same time. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The Savior, he allows Jairus to see a miracle. Amen. The woman with the issue of blood. My God, she needed a miracle, but God allowed Jairus, glory to God, his daughter needed a miracle. So God allowed the woman with the issue of blood to see God bring forth the manifestation of healing for Jairus' daughter. Amen. Glory to God. So just think of that. Imagine that for this right now. Just picture that in your mind. Glory to God. Picture that thing. Hallelujah. You see your sister, you see your brother didn't heal right before you, amen, in your body, oh, glory to God, the woman with the issue of blood, my God, she was passing so much, glory to God, she was losing everything, but God allowed her, see, when God show you your friends, when God show you those sisters and brothers, get the manifestation to their answer of their prayers, glory to God, do not allow the enemy to cause envy to settle in your heart, God is allowing you to see that, amen, to grab some new strength. Glory to God. The Bible said, oh, Father, I bless you today. Oh, my God, the strong bears the infirmity of the weak. Glory to God. So when Jairus was believing God for his daughter, the woman with the issue of blood, she seen what God did for Jairus' daughter. Glory to God. By her seeing it, glory to God. She was able, glory to God, to get new strength. Hallelujah, because she didn't have envy in her heart. She realized that if God did it for Jairus' daughter, I know my new season is coming. I know God got time set for me to get what he done promised unto me. Good God, right now. So stop your crying, baby. Stop your complaining. God ain't through. Hallelujah. God ain't forgot about. Same way he did it that 12-year-old. My God, the same way he did it for the woman with the issue of blood. My God, that was sick for 12 years. God is that same same God. Hallelujah to Jesus. He changed not. Glory to God. So don't get all discombobulated because you see somebody else getting a breakthrough. It's when you see your neighbor blessed. Give God a radical praise because he's in my neighborhood. That means he's not far from me. Glory to God. If I keep standing, I'm going to be next in line. I'm talking about the Lord of a breakthrough. Glory to God. You get ready to get what rightfully belongs unto you. Let us go on. Verse number 9 says, and let us not be weary. Let us not be weary in well-doing. Don't become faint, children of God. Don't become tired before you get your just reward. Do not allow the enemy to make you forfeit your blessing, to forfeit your promise, to forfeit what's rightfully belonging unto you. You're too close to it. You're right there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God got time set. It may seem like time is running out, but God is ahead of time. Glory to God. I just told you the definition of time. Amen. Time. God is the same God. He can show up this moment. He can show up tomorrow. Glory to God. And he will still be on time. Are you ready for your due season? Are you ready to eat the good of it? Are you ready for your season? Glory to God, where you get ready to take back everything the enemy has stolen. Are you really ready for your due season? Are you ready for God to bring forth your betterment? Are you ready for the prophetic word that's been spoke over your life to come to pass? Glory to God. Are you ready? Hallelujah. Hallelujah for your plenty to show up. People of God, there's an expiration date on your trial, on your dilemma, on your struggle, on your storm. Hallelujah. It's an expiration date. God got time set. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. That he's going to stop. None of them all struggle. Where he's going to say enough is enough. Hallelujah to Jesus. I'm ready to bring my daughter out. I'm ready to bring my son out. Glory to God. Do not let us not become weary in well-doing. Because people of God, if you do not become weary for due season, look at those two words, due season, what rightfully belongs to you in that special period of time that God's going to show up. Glory to God, for in your due season, what belonged to you was already promised in your name. Well, your name could be Mary. Hallelujah. My name could be Mary. Your name could be Mary Jones. Mine could be Mary Jones. But people of God, what God got for you, Mary Jones, amen, he got something different for me. Hallelujah. We may have the same name. Glory to God. We may serve the same God. Hallelujah. But what God got designed for us, it's going to fit us because it rightfully belongs unto us. It don't matter how, Rabbi Shadoh, what your name is. Just realize that what belongs to you, that the Lord is getting ready to cause it to come to pass. For in due season, we shall reap. Ah, oh, my God, I'm ready to reap. Are you really ready to reap? Are you really sick and tired of being sick and tired? Are you really ready for your tears to be white? Are you ready for the storm to, Rabbi Shandu, the storm to be ceased? Are you really ready for your debt to be canceled? If you can say yes to that, do not allow the enemy to cause you to become weary. Don't allow the enemy to cause you to start having a pity party for you to be oppressed or depressed. Glory to God. God want to move for you. God want to bring you your due season. People of God, there are levels. There's levels in season that we walk in. Hallelujah to Jesus. Just like there's four seasons. There's spring, summer, fall, and winter. Hallelujah. Spring cannot run on into summer. Hallelujah to Jesus. When summertime is set on the calendar, when that time is set, glory to God, spring got an expiration date. Spring cannot go past that date. Hallelujah. So your trial, it's not going to be a constant. It's not going to run on. It's not going to be always. Glory to God. Trouble don't last always. There's an expiration date on your very trial that you are going through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's in your due season. Glory to God. Don't become weary, beloved. Are you ready to reap? If you faint not, hallelujah. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, for everything there is a season and a time and a purpose under the heavens. So people of God, your heart is trial. It's the time in your life when God wants to show you that he is God and that he's in control. Glory to God. God want to reverse the curse. God want to return back to sin. Every satanic plan that the enemy sent against you, God want to return it. He don't want you to faint. He don't want you to throw in the towel. He does not want you to give up. He wants you to stay in glory to God to see what the end is going to be. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. God is going to come through. God is releasing a covenant with you today. Glory to God. He's releasing a covenant. He's releasing a promise to you that I'm going to give you what rightfully belongs to you. Hallelujah to Jesus. If you do not become weary, I got a promise. I'm giving you a covenant. If you do not become weary in well-doing, oh my God, if you do not faint, hallelujah, I'm giving a covenant. I got a covenant. I'm making an agreement with you, my child. Hallelujah. I'm going to release the promises. Oh my God. I'm getting ready to activate the power of blessing. I'm getting ready to open your account. Glory to God. I'm getting ready to cause the angels to dispatch. My God, God, getting ready to cause your enemies to bless you. Glory to God. Don't become weary, children of God. Hold fast. Hallelujah. The promise will remain until the promise is received. Glory to God. That prophetic word that's been spoken over your life, that prophetic word is going to remain until the manifestation of that word comes to pass. Be ministered in the trenches. Ministry, glory to God. It's in that way you don't always get a thank you. Ministers in there with glory to God. When they think they're using you, glory to God. But you are doing what God called you to do. Glory to God. God, God is giving the flip the script on the enemy. Glory to God. People of God, be encouraged. Your Jehovah is getting ready to be exalted. Hallelujah to Jesus. God is getting ready to show up. Hallelujah. It may seem like there's a forest, but I want you to know that forest is representative of your future. It may seem like it's your where, but those trees are symbolic of your now. God is getting ready to govern. God governs earth by time and season. So God get ready to set the expiration date. God get ready to cancel the assignment of the enemy. God get ready to paralyze what the enemy thought that was going to be designed to, oh my God, what the enemy thought was going to be designed to take you out. God get ready to show them in the spirit of transition there that I am God, I am her God. And I'm going to move. And I speak that it shall come to pass. I declare right now that God is setting things in order. Hallelujah to Jesus. Sometimes God puts us in a position. Glory to God. While we're traveling. Oh, my God, I thank you. God puts us in a position. While we're traveling up this King Highway. Glory to God. Sometimes just like a normal vehicle. Amen. They got park, neutral, reverse, and drive. And sometimes vehicles have overdrive. So God got you in a position. Glory to God, hallelujah, where he's sustaining you, where he's keeping you. Glory to God, until the manifestation comes. He may have you park right now. You may be in a season of park. Look like you can't go. Look like nothing is working. Just hold on, glory to God. Don't become weary. Some of you may be in a neutral place. Hallelujah to Jesus. God, I'm understanding, but sometimes I'm having my ups and my downs. I'm in that neutral place. God position you to be there. Hallelujah. And sometimes God have us in reverse because we didn't pass the test the first time. So now we got to take a retake. Now we got to go back and take that test over again. Hallelujah to Jesus. I don't know about you, but I don't like retake. I don't like to have to take the test over. Anxiety begins to go, oh my God. It begins to spike up. Hallelujah to Jesus. So God, I want to pass this test this time. God, I don't want to come back through this storm. God, I don't want to stay in this. Hallelujah. Jesus, God, I want you to cause me to be in drive. I want you to cause me to be moving forward. God, I want you to cause your will to be done. God, I want you to cause your grace to be sufficient in every need that I have. God, I want you to put me in a position where sometimes I'm in overdrive, where the favor of God, that uncommon favor, my God in glory, that will show up for me, where I can be a blessing for somebody else. Can somebody shout, it's my due season? Ooh. What are you going to do when you're in your now, when you're in that period of transitioning, when you're headed to the blessing, but seem like all hell is breaking loose? Look like the more you pray, look like more stuff is coming up. What are you going to do? People of God, you're not going to become weary. You're going to stand on what the word of the Lord said. You're ready to reap. You're not going to faint. Hallelujah to Jesus. You're going to realize that your footsteps, they are ordered by God. Thank you, Jesus. You're realizing that God ordained doors. Doors that God ordained, no man can close. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. As we end this season, glory to God, where we're embarking upon the Thanksgiving holiday. God wants you to be thankful, glory to God, in spite of what it looks like. Tell yourself that God is going to do it. God is going to bless me. God is going to heal my body. God's going to deliver my children. God's going to restore my marriage. There's an automatic release that is coming to me. Amen. If I hold fast to the possession of my faith, thank you, Jesus. I know God is bowing my tears. I know God is turning things around. Thank you, Jesus. I know that there's an expiration date set. Amen. And this trial is not going to last always. Though it tarry, I'm going to wait for it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. People of God, it's your due season. It's coming. Amen. And when it comes, it's coming with a twofold. Amen. It's going to come with a spiritual release, a spiritual realm of blessings, and a natural realm of blessings. God's going to give you double for your trouble. Glory to God. Don't be surprised when things start to manifest. Don't be surprised when the prophecy begins to come to pass. People of God, every storm runs out of rain. Hear me today, every storm runs out of rain. There's going to be a silver lining behind the door clap. You're going to reap. Hold on, children. Hold on, Jesus. God is getting ready to move. People of God, we're right where God wants us to be. We're right where God wants. It had to happen like this. That trial had to come. Yes, it did. Because God has a special period in time. But he wanted to show you and show them that's watching, the onlookers, the spectators. He wants to show them that he's still a miracle-working God. There's some ultimate miracles that are coming. God is about to release those pressed down, shaking together, running over blessed. Thank you, Jesus. The atmosphere is set, is conducive for the people of God to get what rightfully belongs unto them. And when God deliver you, hallelujah, go back and tell him thank you. When God show up for you, Jesus, when the Lord of the breakthrough bring the manifestation, don't forget to give him praise. Don't forget to tell God thank you. Hallelujah. You get ready to get what rightfully belongs to you. We in the season of breakthroughs. Glory to God. God is in the middle of your struggle. When you feel like you can't feel him, you can't touch him. Ah, Rabbi Shah, God, where are thou? Like our brother Job said, I look to my right, I look to my left. Where are thou? God is right there. He is the Lord of the breakthrough. Thank you, Jesus. Take your hands off. God, get ready to press on the acceleration. Season is getting ready to come. Glory to God. Where the blessing. Glory to God. So watch God show up. Watch God take over. Watch God show off. Watch God move for thee. God designed it just for thee. God designed it just for thee. You're right where the master wants you to be.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. That was an amazing word today. From our guest speaker, Pastor Gloria H. Smith. Her call has dropped, but that's okay. We'll know she will get back on the line. She is from the Sons and Daughters of Promise, located in New Orleans, Louisiana. What we will do is open the call line for any prayer requests. We will have a mighty thundering prayer before this call's in. If you would like to give any remarks on the word that went forth today, you may do so at the at this time. I see that Pastor Gloria is back on. Pastor Gloria?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. Apologize,
okay.
Dropped the call.
It's okay. I was just telling the speakers that we'll open the lines up. I'll start with the one who was on the line holding the longest to see if they have any prayer requests or any remarks from the word today, and we'll just go forth one at a time. So the last four numbers I will read off, and I will open your line. It's caller with the last four numbers of 1553. Your line is unmuted.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Minister Leslie.
Praise the Lord.
Pastor Gloria Smith. This is Prophet George. I tell you, I thank and praise God. I saw the text by the woman of God, Pastor Adrian Menard. We thank God for her and her absence. We thank God for Block Talk Radio, Time of Reflection, New Destiny Ministry, for this platform, an awesome platform, anointed and appointed by God. We thank God. I saw the message over the text today. I was excited about Pastor Gloria Smith bringing the word on today. I always enjoy her. Yeah. And then when I saw the topic, due season, I got stirred up on the job, and I started making provision to get on the line on time. And I tell you, I'm so excited about this message she just preached. I say be encouraged, woman of God. I thank God for you. I thank God for your husband. Praise be to God. And Sons and Daughters of Promise Ministry. Praise be to God. I thank God for that message on today. In due season, praise be to God. And I'm learning something about that, praise be to God, that, you know, you said reap. You know, and reap is to gather. And it's to gather in a harvest. Praise be to God. And we coming together in the body of Christ at the appointed time. Jesus said they won't even take part in the supper no more, that dinner, until we all come together. So, you know, there's a corporate gathering, praise be to God, as well as the local gathering, even while we're down here. But there is a bigger feast when we all get together with the Lord. But I tell you, we're reaping, praise be to God, for the laboring. I tell you, be encouraged, woman of God, because it's yoke season. I was hearing in my spirit as you was preaching, the Lord was saying, it's yoke season. Praise be to God, because of the laboring and because of your laying out and because of your determination to go forward, even in times you were tired and doing so many things, not just only in the ministry, but even as a wife in your home. Praise be to God, and many different things that you do. Praise be to God, but you determined, and God is saying it's your season. Praise be to God, and he used you in the message today. Praise be to God, and I thank God because it's also a season that we are growing and we're increasing by degree and by maturity in God. Praise be to God. You know, sometimes we're holding on and we're going forward and we're tripping up as in our youngest and our youthful growth in the ministry. When we first starting out, the Bible said we're even closer than when we first got started. But there was a lot of things that were going on in the beginning of our ministries. You know, we were tripping up in areas, but thank God for those who are seasoned. You're talking about seasoned, that are seasoned in the ministry, that were standing in the gap for us and telling others, remember your first time. So this ain't no place to be judging, even in your trial sermon. They reminding others, remember your first time. Nobody's perfect. Praise be to God. But here is a maturity. I was getting so much as you were speaking. You know, it's a maturity that takes place in the due season as well. Praise be to God, because God is going to reward each one. He said he's coming. Behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me. He said he's going to reward every man for their deeds, whether good or bad. And we want to be a vessel of honor. Praise be to God. You know, it's due season, the harvest time. You know, and in the harvest time, you go out and you gather up the crops. Praise be to God. God is gathering his people, and there's things that God is assigning us to gather. You know, because of your holding on and holding out and trusting God when others were telling you you're wasting your time, but you was believing the word of God. When others were saying, well, you can stay here, but I'm checking out. You said, nah, I'm holding on because God made a promise, and a promise is a promise. So I just say to you today, woman of God, be encouraged. It is your due season. It is your due season, praise be to God. God, don't give a message to the messenger, praise be to God, and not bless the messenger, praise be to God, because the messenger received it first, praise be to God. We go through. So I tell you, I thank God, but we also come out. And this is that season, praise be to God. God is saying to you, as you are saying to us, this is the season. And if you faint not, that's very important right there. I was listening to your message. I heard this message preached on so many levels. But the key to the whole thing, even when you get the gathering, even when you understand due and when you understand season, the very most important thing in that text, he said, if you faint not, it's a sad thing to go all this far and then get right to the finish line and give up right at that point. You miss everything that you work so hard to. It's like a child in school. You do the whole most of the school year, and then you get to that one point, and then you start messing up. And everything you did before you got to that point, it's like you lost all that now. That happened to me when I started out in ministry. I got called at a young age as a minister. But I went back. You know, hallelujah, all that you had before that, that's gone. So we don't want to faint. The Bible saying when you feel like fainting, this is what you do. Don't faint. Because you're going to reap in due season, so don't faint. You've got so many reasons to continue to hold on no matter how hard it's looking, no matter how the enemy whispering in your ear. Because what God got laid up in store because of your pressing. You talked about the woman with the issue of blood, and she was excited and encouraged by Jairus, who the master was on his way to his house first. But then the woman came behind him, and she touched his garment. Jesus stopped. He was getting ready to make a house call. But he stopped. Not that he wasn't going to continue his mission, but it was something that happened that got his attention that was worth him stopping for a moment. Do you know you're worth God stopping for a moment, whatever's going on, to see about you? Oh, my God. So I thank God for you, Pastor Gloria Smith. I am so excited. I'm encouraged. You bless me. And I say to you, continue going on, because what you're doing is not in vain. You don't know who you're impacting. You don't know who you're encouraging, because you determined to stay the course. Somebody was ready to give up, but because your faith, like the woman with the issue of blood, he said, daughter, thy faith has made you whole. And somebody saw your faith. Praise be God. I'm encouraged to hear the message you spoke just now. Oh, my God. So keep holding on, woman of God. Keep going on. Because somebody's life is changing because of the anointing that God has on you and your determination to pursue the master. Praise be to God. So I thank God for you. We're praying for you and your family, your ministry. Minister Leslie, we're praying for you. This prayer is going up without season, as Apostle Paul says. We do this without season, faithfully, every day that the Lord God gives us gracefully. And we're keeping Pastor Adrian Bernard, Prophet Chad up. Praise be to God. So I say to you, be encouraged, be encouraged, be encouraged, and keep us up in your prayers as well. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for that. Woo, that thunder and recap, the blessings that you bestowed back into our speaker of the day, Pastor Gloria Smith. And now we're going to go to the next caller in queue, who's been holding for quite some while as well. And the last four numbers are 4668. Caller, are you there? Would you like to share any remarks or have a prayer request? The last four numbers is 4668. Okay, well, we're glad that you tuned in on this day to receive a word from above. Your line is unmuted. If you happen to have any prayer requests or any remarks that you would like to bring later, you are able to do so. We'll go down to the next caller. The last four digits of your phone number is 1287. Caller, you are live.
the last four numbers is one. Go ahead.
Pastor Gloria is my pastor. I'm just participating on the line.
Okay, what's your name? Beautiful.
Tasha Robinson.
Tasha Robinson, thank you for calling in today and supporting your pastor. That is, I'm sure that gives her great joy to hear that you're on the line and allowing God to use her to pour into your life continually. Thank you. Okay, and our next caller, the last four digits is 1315. If you have any remarks or prayer requests, you can do so at this time, caller.
My name is Bernadine Wilson, and Pastor Gloria is my pastor, and I'm just to support my pastor.
Okay, Bernadine, thank you for calling in and tuning in to Blog Talk Radio today. And I just really hope that you receive that amazing word on high and you have something to take back on and get you through this week with. I'm going to open the line now for our caller with the last four numbers of 0642. Okay, I know that word richly blessed me today, and that scripture that came from Galatians 6:7-9, it was very beneficial to me today. I'm grateful that today I was able to call on this line and to get a word from God telling me it is my due season, you know, and I'm glad that storms like the pastor's, they do run out of rain. That was very fruitful for me to hear today. And I'm just glad that God is releasing those angels, as she said, and those words that have been prophesied over our life are not in vain. We do have some announcements. Pastor Bernard will be beginning a 21-day fast. She's inviting everyone to join us starting Monday, November 30th, and I'm sure she'll have the details of that during this week. Also, we will be celebrating a four-year anniversary on this Blog Talk Radio. The vision has been moving strong, and God is doing great things in our lives, and especially those who have poured in on this line, to those who have sent love offerings, to those who are consistently praying for Pastor Adrian Bernard. You guys are a blessing. All the listeners are a blessing. We want to extend a prayer for Prophet Chad. I had the opportunity of meeting him when I went to Pastor Bernard's crusade in New Orleans, heard him sing, heard him share some of the word, and to see someone so young moving so strong in God, you know, we want to lift our prayers to him. So let us pray. Let us just come together for Prophet Chad. Let us also pray for our guest speaker, Pastor Gloria, who poured into our lives. And, you know, just knowing that God will meet us right where our faith is on this day. Father God, I'm praying for every caller on this line today, Lord God, as well as myself, Lord God. We always continually to ask for forgiveness of our sins, anything where we may have fell out of line with you, Lord God, or fell out of communication with you, Lord God. We want to be in the right spirit, in the right mind, Lord God, with the right connection to these leaders in our life, Lord God. We're praying for Pastor Adrian Bernard, bless her where she is, full-time ministry, Lord God. Fill her up, Lord God. Restore her soul, Lord God. Bless her for her gifts that she used, Lord God. Thanking you for the impartations that you give to her on selecting the speakers for the day who pour into the lives of so many on this is airing across the world on live broadcast and radio land, Lord God. So we thank you what you're doing with Pastor Bernard's vision today, Lord God. We're thankful for Prophet George who came and gave that recap on the line today. Lord God, we're praying for Pastor Gloria Smith from the Sons and Daughters of Promise in New Orleans, Lord God. We thank you for her word today that just gave us confirmation, Lord God, in our spirit within, Lord God, telling us not to be surprised, Lord God, in that we're right where you want us, Lord God. Lord God, and we will not forget about those blessings that you have in store for us. We will not forget about our promises you have in store for us, Lord God, and taking that word and knowing that it is our due season, Lord God. We are thankful, Lord God, that we can bring our issues to you, Lord God. Just as the woman with the issue of blood brought her issues to you, we bring our financial issues to you, Lord God, our health issues, our wellness issues to you, Lord God. And we send prayers up right now for young Prophet Chad, Lord God, in the absence of his father coming home to a home-going celebration to be connected with you, Lord God, and in your bosom, Lord God. We pray that young Prophet Chad has understanding and knowing and wisdom and knowing that his father's in a better place and that it's the sting of death that hurts the most, Lord God. It is a sting, but it is really a celebration of life beginning, Lord God. I remember calling on your name when my father was murdered at a young age, Lord God. I was 7, Lord God, and I didn't know what to do. But I remember being young and praying and feeling that love from you, Lord God. So I pray that Chad continues to pray to you, that he continues to sing out to you. And I know if you did it for me, that you'll do it for him and filling that void. And you being that father that he needs and that he needs right now, Lord God, we pray for all the believers on the line, Lord God. Bless them mightily on this day. Lord God, allow them to keep this word with them and bless them continually. In this, we pray in Jesus' name. Pastor Gloria, if you're online, if you have any closing remarks, you may do so at this time. Okay, and we're going to end this thing in worship, all right? So let's get in the atmosphere of worship, and congratulations, because it is your due season.
It's a new season, and it's a new day. Praise, anointing. Not the old stuff, not the old stuff. Fresh anointing. Somebody say this is fresh. It's flowing my way. Right now is the season of power. Let the weak say I am strong. And prosperity. Let the poor say I am rich.
for calling. We pray that this radio broadcast has encouraged you, enriched you, enlightened you, and empowered your soul to pursue your destiny in Christ Jesus. Have a beautiful day.
Say it loud and say it clear. Ushers, you got the offering plate or the bucket or whatever we have. And while you're giving, we're going to sing. Because singing always releases a new season. It's a new season. And it's a new day. Pass the offering. Fresh anointing coming by the way. Season of power. Sing. Prosperity. It's a new season coming. Come on, say it loud and say it clear. It's a new season. God, I'm so thankful today. I need a fresh anointing. I feel it coming my way. Season of power. Oh. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Come into me. One more time. Everybody jump on your feet and say it's a new season. So glad about it. Fresh anointing. Come in my way. It's a season of power. Power. Power and prosperity. Who's it coming to? Say it one more time, everybody. Say it's a new season. Hey, it's a new day. Fresh anointing. While they're singing, if you don't know Jesus, you can come down here tonight and I can introduce you to him. If you're not saved, don't leave this building. Come on and give him your heart. It's a new season.
And it said, something about the 90s. Something about the 90s. It is the sweetest night that I know. I love that. Oh,
how I love the 90s.
Wave your hand if you love it.
Oh, how I love the name Jesus.
Sweet name, yeah.
It's the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
I know.
Look here. Some people say I'm crazy, but just the peace I can't explain. The power that I feel, yeah. When I call your name, said it's just like fire shining in my bones. When the Holy Ghost gets to moving, you know he won't leave us alone. And it's all because there's something, yeah. Sweet name, yeah.
It's the sweetest
a two-hand way.
Oh, how I love the name Jesus.
Somebody open your mouth and give him some fruit from your lips. Alone. I got some more news for you. At the name of Jesus, every knee is going to have to bow. You don't have to wait till the fire comes. Show me what you're working with. You can clap your hands. Praise him now. Sweet name,
it's the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know. Some folks that really love and get loud up in here. Come on, let me hear you get loud up in here. Let me hear you have some church up in here.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me, yeah.
Could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me, yeah.
Could only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
And that he is
mine.
He's mine. I'm his. Said it doesn't matter what
I did. It doesn't matter what I
did. He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this: what did he see?
He saw the best.
I can't get no help up in here, because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off, said you would never amount to anything, said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time: what did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing, when aunties and uncles said that you would never amount to anything, when daddy didn't come home anymore, he didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you, and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best. The best.
What did he see?
The best.
I said, 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 what did he see?
I will lift my voice and say, Lord,
God bless you. Have a beautiful day.